You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Today's gospel clearly has Jesus' passion and death in view. And we get some amazing details from John that help us focus our attention on this and make the story so compelling. John notes that Lazarus' sister, Mary, is the one who anointed the Lord for burial. He notes the disciples' warning against returning to Judea. And Thomas even predicts that they will die with him if they go back there. John's gospel, always full of signs that point to another reality, presents the seven great signs. Signs that are miracles revealing Christ as the divine Son of God. The seven signs are the wedding feast at Cana, where Christ is able to change one substance into another. Think of what goes on right there on that altar. The healing of the nobleman's son is next, where in response to faith, Jesus gives life to someone who has died. This is recalled in the beautiful liturgy of the Requiem Mass. Then there is the healing of the paralyzed man, where Jesus restores life to those who are spiritually paralyzed. This is followed by the feeding of the 5,000, revealing God's caring and nurturing and limitless love. Again, think of what happens at Holy Communion. Then we are presented with Jesus walking on water, revealing that nothing can keep our blessed Lord from those who are in peril and in great need. Think of this time in our world. The healing of the blind man confounds those who are spiritually blind, while at the same time Jesus gives sight to those who in faith want to see our world in God's great light. And the last of the seven signs is what we read today, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, a powerful and revealing miracle that we will celebrate in a few weeks. As I said in the beginning, the passion and death of our Lord is clearly referenced in the story of Lazarus. Lazarus was buried in a new tomb. Jesus is about to be buried in a new tomb. Both had great stones rolled in front of their entrances, and both bodies, Lazarus and Jesus, were wrapped in linens. And under similar circumstances, when Jesus recalled the blind man's birth, that he was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him, Lazarus' death is used by Jesus to reveal the glory of God. Let's consider for a moment the shortest passage in the New Testament, yet one of the most profound. Jesus wept. Certainly Christ had strong feelings of sorrow at the death of a loved one, but he knew that he would soon raise Lazarus from the dead. So perhaps there's more to his sorrow. Perhaps Jesus has begun to feel the weight of being rejected. Perhaps the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane has begun. Perhaps Jesus knew that he was to see the tomb from the inside. The resurrection of Lazarus was the most crucial event in Christ's entire ministry. It was the defining moment, the turning point, the beginning of the end. Then we get to another incredible statement by Jesus, a command to the onlookers. Unbind him and let him go. This is similar language to what is used in exorcisms. Vivid language that is a message for us that our freedom from death has been won by Christ's victory over death. Christ emptied Lazarus' tomb so that he could change places with him. Divinity took on our humanity so that our humanity can take on his divinity. Because of Christ, we are no longer confined to the tomb of sin. We have been freed from Satan's grip and are no longer destined for hell. By his resurrection, Jesus has fulfilled Ezekiel's promise we heard in today's first reading. He has opened the graves that we may rise and has put his spirit in us that we may live. This is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and will give life to we who were once dead in sin. And faith is the key. If we believe, as Martha did in today's gospel, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, even if we die, then we too shall live.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.